It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. One of the biggest surprises this 2014 Iowa election season was 3rd District Republican Congressman Tom Latham's announcement late last year he would not seek re-election. This week, we're taking a look at Iowa primary races where there are no incumbents. In the 3rd District, it's a crowded group of Republicans running to face a Democrat who's been in the race for almost a year. TV viewers in Council Bluffs, Des Moines, and smaller Southwest Iowa communities are getting to know the GOP candidates.
On the whole, I think Washington, D.C. is a terrible place. It's hot, it's humid, kind of smells, and it's totally lacking individuals who know how to create jobs.
Washington politicians talk about change. I've actually done it. As Secretary of State, I spent $1 million less than my predecessor.
Barack Obama promised us hope. Then he ripped apart our health care system, shredded our economy, and crumbled our national security.
Those are ads for Brad Zaughan, a state senator and former Urbandale mayor. He lost a bid for Congress 4 years ago. Matt Schultz, the current Secretary of State. David Young, a former chief of staff to Senator Chuck Grassley. And there's more.
Robert Kramer's blueprint for fixing Washington didn't come from a career in politics. It came from his work, growing the bridge-building company his father started 50 years ago.
That's my husband, Monty. There's a lot of things I love about him. He grew up on a farm with a great work ethic.
Those are ads for Robert Kramer, a construction contractor, and Monty Shaw. Most recently, he's been the executive director at the Renewable Fuels Association. And we didn't even mention the long shot, Joe Grandinette. If no candidate gets 35% of the vote in the primary, it goes to convention. Republican delegates then make the decision. Craig Robinson with the iowarepublican.com says, then it's a jump ball.
I really think that if it goes to convention, you might see the undercard. And candidates like Shaw and Kramer really have a good shot at convention, where I think a lot of people would assume, well, Schultz and Zaughan, since they're so well-known. I don't necessarily think that might be the case in the 3rd District.
Robinson says he feels most confident in Brad Zaughan because of his name recognition in Polk County, which includes Des Moines. Robinson says usually candidates have 18 months to run for Congress. Now he likens it to a madhouse as these 6 candidates scramble to campaign in just a few months.
You get a different type of general election matchup based on who you select. But I don't necessarily think it really I think the campaign against Stacey Apple is the same from whomever it is.
I think it's about time we send a woman to Congress from the state of Iowa.
That's Stacey Apple, the Democratic candidate from Acworth, who's been running for the seat since before Tom Latham said he was out. She'd be the first woman Iowa sends to Washington if she wins in November.
That's right. I got in July of last year. I got in because I was frustrated about what was going on in Washington, D.C., and I knew it needed to change.
Apple is a former state senator who lost re-election to a high-profile Tea Party candidate in 2010. 2 years ago, this district was new. Thanks to redistricting, 2 incumbents faced each other. Tom Latham was running against Democrat Leonard Boswell. Iowa Democratic Chairman Scott Brennan says Latham's early exit gives Apple a more competitive race.
He dropped out early enough that it didn't change, I think, anything thematically for Stacey. Really what it did was just, you know, as opposed to going against someone who was going to have an enormous amount of money, you know, she's running against people who aren't particularly well known.
But neither is Apple, which gives her and whoever she faces in the general election plenty of time to inundate mailboxes and TV screens in a district that's only known incumbents. I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.